702
for the curious
on 92.7 and 106 FM.
18 minutes past 12 o'clock. It is Monday, the 28th of September. You're listening to the Midday Report with me, Lester Kivett, standing in for Mandy Wiener on 702. Here in Cape Town, it appears as if we've done a complete 180 when it comes to our dam levels. Just a few years ago, we were staring down the barrel of a day zero when Cape Town and surrounds would be running out of water. But because of really healthy rain that we've been experiencing over this particular winter months, our dams are almost full. 98.5% is the capacity that we are reaching. When I look at some of the videos posted on social media this weekend and the Tweevaters Kloof Dam, very positive signs of the dam actually overflowing to a certain respect. Dr. Kevin Wigte is a senior lecturer and part of the Water Futures Institute at UCT. Joining me now, of course, things are cyclical, Kevin. Of course, we are living and staring down the future where climate change brings us unpredictable weather patterns. So we can't be resting on our laurels just because we see that our dams are full in 2020.
Yes, it is, but very exciting to have the dam levels at as they are. We last saw them like this in about 2014, and then, of course, we forgot, and then the cycle of this drought that we went through came upon us.
We still have a rainy season still that only ends round about October. It still rains quite a significant amount in Cape Town during the spring season. Is there an expectation that we may reach a point where even where our dams would have to open some of its sluice gates to let some of this water out?
Well, sure, and they do, and some of the dams are designed to do that anyway. So the Berg River Dam is one example of a dam that releases water because it's trying to feed essentially water into the what's called the ecological reserve. Mm-hmm. So they're designed to do that. But yes, these dams will start to overflow if they continue. And it looks like, as a pattern within climate change, that our rainfall is coming later in the year, and I think everyone is beginning to notice that.
I think what is also of a concern, particularly amongst civic groups and ratepayers association, is that in Cape Town we are still paying in terms of tariffs and special water levies, looking at the infrastructure or paying for the infrastructure for water saving methods and trying to augment our water supply. There's been calls to drop that water tariff and water levies. Gives people some economic breathing room, but someone who studies water and weather patterns and looking where we may be in a few years' time, is it wiser to build that economic buffer and also that water buffer so that in a few years' time, if we may experience another drought cycle, we are then prepared not only financially but also, you know, in terms of having that bulk water supply ready?
Yeah, I think this is a good point, and we've got to change the way we think about water and payment for water. I think the question, and you've already raised it in your opening statement here, is that we need to ensure that there's a sustainable income that is coming into the city in order to ensure that we're forward-looking. And a tariff on an infrastructure, which is really what we're paying for, I think needs to be put in place. We can't be in a situation where we're running out of water as we did in 2018 and getting close to it. And there is no forward thinking, forward planning for infrastructure development. So it's a very important question. I think our water is still, and others might disagree with me, but still too cheap. And because we are now using less water, the actual revenue coming into the city is not anywhere near meeting the actual financial demand. And we've got to be asking the question, how do we ensure that there is a sustainable income? And then also at the same time, let me add this, to hold the city to account, that they report transparently on the infrastructure program, and that they are as open as possible deal with the public who are paying for that water. But I think that the sustainable option of paying for that tariff for fixed infrastructure is a really useful one.
Dr. Kevin Winter, he is the part of the Water Futures Institute at the University of Cape Town. Thanks so much for joining us on the Midday Report.